A few weeks ago, I wrote about the fact that our story on the Democratic primary race for Congressional District 2 had been cited as the source for an attack ad that wildly mischaracterized the position of Soquel Torres Small on health care. It turns out that wasn't an isolated incident. According to a Washington Post story by Glenn Kessler, the National Republican Campaign Committee and other PACs have run ads against at least 15 Democratic candidates, all claiming that they support a Medicaid for All proposal put forth by Senator Bernie Sanders that none of the candidates in fact supports. So it goes in this year's cycle of attack ads, Kessler wrote. With a numbing similarity, ads produced by the NRCC, the Congressional Leadership Fund, and individual Republican candidates all charge Democrats with supporting a universal care plan backed by Senator Bernie Sanders, even if Democrats are not supporters of the Sanders plan. When pressed by the Washington Post, the NRCC pointed to an extensive questionnaire submitted by Torres Small to the Albuquerque Journal before the primary. In response to the question, "Do you favor or oppose a national single-payer health system?" she said she was focused on making healthcare affordable and accessible. So, the lack of a direct no to that question was taken by the NRCC as a resounding yes. We have since had a chance to interview Torres Small a second time, last week for the general election, and this time she was even more direct. "There is not a single-payer plan out there that I support," she said. The way we traditionally have tested candidates' position on issues is through debates. But Yvette Harrell declined the invitation by KRWG and the League of Women Voters to debate Torres Small. "It's a little surprising to me that Republicans are choosing to make health care an issue in this election. But I guess they figure it was a winner for them in 2010. That was the year the Tea Party took over American politics. Protesters, some might say angry mobs, donned their tri-cornered hats and Gadsden flags and took to the streets demanding change. Ever since then, Republicans have been running on a promise to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's a message they wrote to take control of the House, then the Senate, then the presidency. But even after all of that, they were never able to agree on legislation. They were united in their loathing of the Affordable Care Act, but could never agree on what should come next. And so they gave up on legislation while President Donald Trump began dismantling the program. What is left is a skeleton with far fewer protections, no requirements to join, and skyrocketing premiums. I think healthcare should be a major issue this election, but let's have an honest discussion." One final note. We began our endorsement Sunday for the 2018 election. As always, we present these to readers as one more thing to consider as you make your decisions. They are merely suggestions, not directions. The final decision when you go to mark your ballot is all yours. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.